I wonder if you have ever heard of Alfred Hitchcock, the English film director, producer, and screenwriter, one of the most influential and widely studied filmmakers in the history of cinema. He was known as the master of suspense. He directed over 50 feature films in a career spanning 6 decades, becoming as famous as any of his actors. And in fact, in many of his films, he played a little cameo role himself. He won 46 Academy Award nominations, including 6 wins and various other awards. He was born in London in 1899. His parents, both Catholics, had roots in Ireland. His mother's maiden name was Whelan. He entered the film industry at the age of 20 after training as a technical clerk. He made his debut as director in 1925, and his first successful film was The Lodger, a story of the London fog. In that film, he helped to shape the thriller genre. He would go on to perfect this with psychological mastery, putting the viewer through intense suspense, making the audience suffer as much as possible, keeping one's attention right to the climax of the film. He was internationally famous in his late 30s and was persuaded to move to Hollywood, which he did, and where he went on to direct many famous thrillers like Notorious, Rebecca, Strangers on a Train, Dial M for Murder, North by Northwest, Psycho, and finally, The Birds. In 1979, he was knighted in December of that year, and 4 months later, he died. I suppose that suspense in one form or another is part of life, and I think that we can truly say that the real master of suspense is God. We are constantly being tested. How much we would like to be in control and take charge of events, but we must learn to wait. As St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. God's will is something like a suspense thriller, but we must not fear. St. Catherine of Siena, whose feast day is today, says, proclaim the truth and do not be silent through fear. Why? She asks, because, as she says herself, the soul is in God and God is in the soul. God is closer to us than water is to a fish, and God is over all. And the Lord Jesus himself says, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And so we learn to wait in patience, but without fear. Can we learn to trust? God wants to write a really good story in your life and mine, and we actually know the ending that God wants. So Lord, thank you for ignoring our pleas to be in control. Lead us instead into trusting you more and more. Alfred Hitchcock, master of suspense, died in 1980, 41 years ago on this day.